Our grain markets are slowly trying to recover. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. After trading below the $4 level on corn throughout several contracts the past couple days, Randy Martinson with Martinson Ag says,
you know, I think a big part of it was we traded down below that $4 level in the September yesterday, and I think we're trying to pop our way back above that. So we traded below some major support lines and seeing if we can get back above it. We got the report coming out on Friday that looks like it should be friendly to old crop, and I think that put a little bit of strength back into the corn market as well.
The continuation of 25% tariffs on two of our biggest corn importers doesn't help the market either.
You know, we're still seeing some waffling as far as some of these trade deals are concerned, and I think that's got everybody a little bit concerned, especially since it doesn't look like Japan or South Korea will sign any sort of a formal trade agreement. And that, of course, they're number two and number three buyers for U.S. corn. So that, I think, has kind of pressured the market this week. But right now, I think we're seeing just a little calming of the waters ahead of the report on Friday.
And as for the recent pressure on soybeans,
we're likely not going to get any further of a trade deal or compromise out of Canada. And that continues to put a little bit of pressure, I think, in on the canola market, which pressured the soybean oil, which pressured soybeans. So I think it was all of that added in there. Even though we've got the cheapest beans in the world right now, we're still not seeing very big exports, and that is a little bit concerning short term.
How about wheat? And how is that crop looking in North Dakota?
You know, wheat is, you know, we're seeing the harvest advance down in the southern plains. We're getting far enough where we should start to see harvest pressure start to, disappear there a little bit. We're going to be seeing harvest pressure come into play up here. Right now, the wheat up here looks good. I mean, surprising, it made it through all the adverse weather fairly decent. Where everybody is looking at putting fungicides on to stay away from disease pressure. But right now, it does look like we should see an average, maybe a little above average yield for the spring wheat, but we are still looking at production being down from last year just because of our acres being lower.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.